I'm not going to sugarcoat shit for you today.
Okay, sorry, well, we're not starting with the episode number.
It's 3 weeks into the summer holidays.
Okay.
And I'm dying on my arse. I'm so tired. I don't care what episode this is. I don't care.
You do. It's episode 23.
Great. What does that do for me?
It kind of positions you where we are.
I'm grumpy. I'm tired.
I can tell that.
I just want to lie on a beanbag and have people serve me food and drink.
Okay.
I'm so tired.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. It's called 40-ish. If you've never been here before, thank you so much for subscribing and playing this.
I'm the mum, he's the dad.
Oh, fuck off.
It's the summer holidays. Yay!
She's in a bad mood, as you can tell. Firstly, can I just say thank you to everybody that subscribed via Spotify and via Apple. That's now where you can listen to this podcast and you can pay us some money and you can listen to them first.
Or not.
You just, what do you mean or not?
You don't have to. You can listen to them, the back ones, you, the ones.
You can get the ones that have kind of recently been out, sure, but you can get all the archive of absolutely everything plus the latest episodes by subscribing on Apple and Spotify.
I'm just giving people choices.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you hate choices.
You hate choices.
No, you hate choices. If we go out for something to eat at a restaurant.
I beg your pardon.
And then we've got many places. I love the opportunity of choice.
You don't like the opportunity of choice. No, you are a menace with choices.
Right.
A menace.
You can probably see how week three of the school holidays are going.
I'm a zombie. I am a zombie.
It's been a pretty difficult week. So just to kind of recap on the week and why some of these episodes aren't coming out at the times that we normally put them out. One is it's the school holidays and it's being difficult with Tate and some other things to get this out. Two, my mum's just been in hospital. And don't worry, she's okay. She's got a new knee. She's been waiting for ages for it, but it's kind of been a little bit more, painful than once thought.
Well, the last time she had one, the other knee was like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
So she
was a much younger person, so she can handle that a lot better. But, now it's been pretty difficult.
It just shows you how we're all just destroying ourselves.
What the fuck was that?
As we get older. Right, oh, I'm okay. So delirious. No, it just shows you the difference 10 years can make on somebody's well-being and health. And my God, do I feel the summer holidays this time round. Yeah. I thought it was tricky when he was little, but this is full on. It's full on.
Yeah. Hey, you know you were talking about...
I know
about...
I've only got one, but he's autistic. You know, it's like having five kids.
You know, you're just saying what the difference 10 years can make. Something came up in my memories this morning.
Don't. Was it a photo?
No, it wasn't. It was when I... Sorry, I've just seen what somebody's put on the comment. It was when I was still on the radio, right? And... it was 12 years ago, somebody did what's known as an air check. So they recorded the radio. Remember when you used to record the top 40? Well, apparently they used to do that with other things like radio presenters.
If you were pretty geeky.
Yeah.
Well, it's a geek thing, isn't it?
And they did that to me and then posted this 12 years ago. So it's to the day, we're recording this on August the 11th, 2023. 12 years ago, August the 11th, 2011.
What were you talking about?
Well, I was just so fucking happy, mate. Do you know what I mean? That's what I was saying. We're different people. Listen, I'll play it through here. I can play it through there. I think.
Yeah, but you've got a persona on there where you've got to be.
It might be a colleague who does...
Oh, hold on. Here we go. I don't know if I can get this. Can I get this for you?
Hold on. Phone lines are now...
Here, so here we go, right? So this is 12 years ago. Feel again.
Playing more music variety on London's Heart. Good afternoon. Drive time is on. Adele on the way after Madonna.
I'm so fucking smiley. And I was just thinking when I was listening to that this morning, in 12 years, because that was probably around when Tate was being diagnosed, around two. This was probably before, actually. because I had a bit of a breakdown when it all kind of happened. But I was just listening to this going, fucking hell, I sound so happy about fucking nothing. Like playing James Morrison, everything in the world was brilliant. And I thought, I've got to record the podcast later. How different am I?
To be a torchbearer in the Olympic torch relay. To win this great prize, give us a call and tell us.
Oh, you are irritatingly happy.
Yeah, exactly. No, I just saw somebody put a comment on which said... When the radio station still had that warm voice of a relatable human. Yeah, yes.
You were
yes.
faking it.
Yeah, I was proper faking it. Oh, hi, Tate. Tate's joining us in here. Hi, Tate. Do you want to pop down and say hello? Tate, come here. You've not been on the podcast for a while. Would you like to say
a few words of wisdom?
A few words of wisdom. Yeah, here we go.
Excellent point.
Now that we can talk about that. So that is Tate Tick.
Which one's that? What's he saying?
That was no. How
was,
can
was
you
that
not?
No animals.
That was no animals. Could you not hear that?
No.
Are you deaf with headphones?
I've just got PTSD and I've like blacked all that out. So I'm...
yeah. So what if we could play that back again? Tate was saying no animals. It's part of a longer statement from Tinga Tinga Tales which is a cartoon that we've heard so much of over the past 3 weeks. And he just walks around going no animals all the time and every 5 seconds. I think we brought this up in last week's podcast. So it's still massively, I mean, it's now been probably the best part of a month and a half, possibly 2 months of him doing that.
It's
and
better.
I'm ready to bang my head against the fucking wall.
It's better because he's introduced a few more other sayings. So it's not quite
Yeah. We've just got other ticks to deal with today.
And the mess, like everywhere he goes.
Lolly sticks. Everywhere.
Bits of paper and broken toys and just every time I walk in a room, it's just wrecked and it's...
Yeah.
This is not what I signed up for.
And the fact that he's 14 and he enjoys, in inverted commas, humping a cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he wants his
perfectly
private time.
Normal.
No, I know it's perfectly normal, but he's like, because he is nonverbal, so... he doesn't speak, but he does say a couple of words and does say a couple of sentences if he wants to. So when he walks into the middle of the room, when you're trying to look after your mum with a bad knee, and then he walks in and goes, hump a cushion, in a really deep, gruff voice, and then fucks off upstairs, then you're like, kind of, welcome
to... It's so sweet that he asks.
Yeah, hump a cushion.
Like, he needs private time, and that's how he asks to go and remove himself.
Yeah, exactly. I need to remove myself.
I mean, it's
situation.
Not what you did at that age. What did you do? Just sneak up the stairs?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it.
I knew and my nephews were doing it because they took the iPad with them.
Oh, God.
And I used to have fun turning the Wi-Fi off.
Oh my God, like in the first 8 minutes of this podcast, we've gone all over the place, but that's how our
heads haven't got a plan today. We've got nothing that we want to talk about, or it's manic.
It is manic. I mean, yesterday, because we came back from Mum's.
You were delirious.
I was delirious. You were delirious, but I had to play golf now.
Had to play golf.
Well, I did have to play golf because I was playing with a client yesterday.
Oh, hardship.
No, I was playing with a client yesterday.
Oh, hold on a minute.
I'm not, saying it was hard work. It was 6,000 yards and I was bloody knackered and I'm massively unfit. So yes, it was hard work. Though, that wasn't the bit that got me yesterday. Do you know when you've got... when you've got a really good set of friends, and you've probably heard me talk about some of my friends on this podcast before. I've a group of friends that I've known for how long? Well, the first person, Joel, probably 15 years.
Yeah.
So we used to play kind of football together I played football. I mean, I didn't. I just ran up and down the wing, did fuck all, but I got away with it. Played football on a Wednesday night or whatever. And then I kind of started to spread out and know more of the group and got some, like Smarge is, you know, one of my best friends. There's this other guy called Andrew. Now, if you didn't already know, this podcast was a bit sweary, so you should have been way turned off before now if this offends you. But Andrew has the nickname of BTC. His second name is Bartlett. His BTC name is Bartlett the Cunt. Right.
I think you've mentioned him before.
What do you mean mentioned him? He's been round here.
No, I mean on the podcast.
Have I?
Yeah, because he went on the tour with you.
Oh, yeah. He was my roomie in the golf tour and complained about the fact that I snored a lot, took video of me snoring. He was the one that we were both golf tour virgins together, so we had to wear the hats.
This is the thing about what? Boys' friendships.
Yeah.
Is that you all really love each other and you're all like real, it's real fun and that, but you are horrible to each other.
Well, I'm not horrible. No, hold on.
Don't do this. Girls are horrible behind each other's backs.
Okay. I'm not horrible to anyone.
Oh no, you give them some back now and again. Oh no,
I can give a bit of bants back.
But you take photos of each other and like take the piss.
This is the thing, right? So there's two things, right? And again, I don't know if I'm really sorry if we mentioned this, but this still haunts me from a couple of weeks ago. We played golf together on, and this was another guy called James. So yeah, this wasn't BTC, who we must get on this podcast. This was another guy called James. He took a picture of me, and then I looked at that picture. It was in a group feed, and I was like,
"It was the Slimming World before photo, wasn't it?"
All right. Twat.
No, that's
Jesus.
No,
Christ.
It's a thing. I've got them in my phone.
Well, you kept saying this. Absolutely no way that looks like you. That
caught
does
you
not,
at a really awful angle, and that's
fucking horrible.
That's the one you use on your big placard at Slimming World,
right,
to say this is what I used to look like. It's that really unfortunate photo where you go, shit.
Do you know what? I could use that now and then take a better photo of myself and already lose about 7 stone from that photo without actually dieting. It was awful. And I felt terrible. And what they did in that feed,
see, this is boys for you,
was it was a horrific photo. They did two things. They screenshotted that photo.
You and did then, look like Brian Blessed though, let's
and
be
then
honest.
Zoomed in one on my belly and two on my face, and I was like, no, I've just told you that, please can we remove that photo? No, Neil.
See,
we're gonna go closer.
Yeah, girl will cry.
Anyway, that kind of happened. But this week, so yesterday, for the week, I've kind of set this up with a client to take a client out for golf. And this is the first time ever I've taken a client out for golf. After all these years of doing everything, this was the first time, and I was kind of like, oh, this is really good, you know.
Oh, it's such a middle-aged thing.
It's really good. I'm going to enjoy the day, I'm going to get to know my client a little bit better, blah blah blah, right? So Joel, here comes Tate again.
Yes, you can have that.
What's that, Kinder Bueno?
No, lolly.
Another lolly. Oh, okay, we're up to by the way, what time is it in the morning? It's 8:46 in the morning when we're recording this, and Tate's already had 3 fruit pastels lollies. Right, okay, so we'll get through the story. So Joel said to me over the last kind of week, really, oh, mate, what time are you playing down at the golf club? And I thought, no, I fucking know it. I know exactly what they're doing. Something is going on, and there's no way I'm going to tell them my tea time. So I was like, oh, mate, I'm not telling you. Hold on, Tate, you all right?
This is our lives.
This is, yep, exactly, back in with a little tick. And, oh, no, he's still staying in. Maybe he wants to hear my golf story.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah,
I'm
possibly
not sure anybody does, to be honest.
So you've been trying to get this tea time out of me for ages, and there was no way I was letting it slip. So yesterday morning, I'm coming back up the A3, and I kind of phone him, and I'd pretended earlier on in the morning that I'd already teed off. Boom, I had one straight down the middle. Boom. And he's like, oh, fuck off, you're probably in the car or at home. And I thought, yeah, okay, this has kind of gone far enough. So I phoned him up and I said, yeah, I'm on my way there now. And he was like, oh, cool. He goes, what time are you teeing off? And I said, and I knew it. I said, I can't, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to do something. Well, I'm not, I'm at work. How am I going to do something? And I thought, actually, fair point. You know, he runs his own business. He's at work. But of course, he's not going to do anything. So I said, oh, 11:57. He went, oh, brilliant. Well, you have a really, really good time. And hope everything's all right. I went, great. Thanks, mate. Cheers. Goes. So I get to the golf course, have myself a nice bacon butty, get ready. Client turns up. We get by the starter's hut on the first hole, and I just happen to glimpse around, and there is Bartlett the cunt, who's decided, who's been told by, this is my new thing, never tell Joel anything. Anything from this point on.
He might not be able to turn up.
Yeah. Apparently Smudge was giggling in the feed about it. Nothing against Smudge. He's not involved in this story in any bad way, shape or form. These are two people, Joel and Bartlett the cunt. So I kind of look round.
And what was he doing?
Looking from behind a tree. Yeah. So he lives about 10 minutes away from this course I was playing. That's what I was worried about, you see. And
what was his purpose of being there, just to put you off?
He was there just to put me off and to document bad first shot.
Right.
And to get into my head. He's not even playing. He's not even playing.
And did it work?
He turned... Fucking hell, did it work? Yeah. He turned up in full golf gear, by the way, right? To blend in. He was hiding behind there. I beckoned... I was like, what are you doing here?
And what did you say to your client?
I didn't know. It took me 17 holes to explain he was a cunt, right? I just said, I was like, oh, Ian, this is Andrew, my friend who's randomly turned up to look at me from behind a tree. I was like, how do I get out of this? And so my client deals in mortgages, and Andrew, my inverted commas friend, deals in is an estate agent. So they have like a common ground. So they had a bit of a chat. And then he just went into it. Yeah, well, you see, Neil thinks he's been playing really well recently. He's been doing, he thinks he's the best golfer in Surrey. Ha, ha, ha. Like, and I'm like, mate, fucking please do not. And this is the thing. People, if you want to put somebody off on a golf course, I mean, I heard a story about someone yesterday who knew that their partner got so upset and incensed about the fact that their shoelaces were undone, they left them undone for the whole fucking round.
You golfers, you can be a little bit psychotic.
So
it's a lot of mind games, and it's a lot of, like, didn't your uncle, like, throw his bag into the lake once?
Oh, I've...
And wrap his four iron round a tree. And
thank God you said iron. Yes, yes. That's happened. In fact, I'm just looking into
You're a bit psychotic, golf players. You're a bit, like, it's all about getting psychologically into the other person's brain. And,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't see that in any other sport, really, do you?
No, do you know what? I'm gonna put a picture on Instagram and just tag it BTC.
Right.
So you can see who this man is.
Okay.
Right? We have this bit of a conversation. I'm like, oh God, please go away, Andrew, please go away. And I say,
did
all this
he follow
with love.
You around the course?
No, he didn't. No, he just did enough to mess with my brain. And, he videoed my first tee off shot it was average, but could have been a lot better if I didn't have things in the back of my mind. Rory McIlroy doesn't get this, right?
How do you know that?
He doesn't. Anyway, so I obviously go round, have my round. I'm talking to, and I'm explaining, I've got a really good bunch of friends, blah, blah, blah. That was Andrew, blah, blah, blah. He was my person in the 2K, blah, 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 with me. And it wasn't until hole 17 that I got enough courage to say, yeah, that we call him Bartlett the cunt. And it took me to... Then I get back and I look in the group chat, and then I can see some videos, including this one.
Hey, everybody. I've just arrived at Silvermere. I'm on the hunt for Neil Big Bertha Bentley. He's been playing golf for the last 2 months and now thinks he's the best golfer in Surrey. He, of course, may not be the best golfer in his house.
Twat.
But anyway, we're going to go down and see the great man and see him tee off. See you in a moment.
See, he can just hear it in his voice.
I know,
he's
exactly.
So ready.
I mean, yeah, let's have a listen to his voice again. Listen to his voice again.
Good morning, everybody. I've just arrived at Silvermere. I'm on the hunt for Neil Big Bertha Bentley. He's been playing golf for the last.
Do you know what it is?
What?
It's the quiet confidence of a cunt.
Yes, it is.
Down and see the great man and see him tee off. See you in a moment.
Yeah, so he did that, and then there's a couple of other videos which he put on there as well, including my swing and stuff. What I didn't tell you was our other friend David. Do you know David?
Yeah.
David,
lovely
yeah,
David.
Lovely David. And this is
he didn't.
Hold on. I had just finished 18 holes at a beer. I didn't win, by the way. I'd like to say I let my client win, but I didn't. So we get out and I'm in the car and I'm just stuck in traffic near the golf club. And I'm speaking to Joel, telling him he's a twat. Why did you tell Andrew that? I get David phoning me. I said, sorry, mate, I need to go and speak to David quickly. Yeah, no. Hi, Neil, you're right. I'm like, all right, Dave. Yeah, good. Have you finished yet? I went, what do you mean, have I finished yet? Like, I forgot.
Oh, David's having a little pop.
Yeah, I forgot. He's in the feed too. And I said, I have actually just finished. Oh, that's a shame. I'm 100 metres away from the golf course. I was coming down to take a video of you on the 18th. And I was like, what?
Wow, lovely. Why? David getting
exactly. Everyone was against me yesterday. I was like, but you know what? That's good friends for you, isn't it?
What is it?
No, I don't know.
Boys,
but I need to get them back, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, we'll think of something. Evil and manipulative, and we'll think of something. I mean, I could come up with some evil stuff, but it might go a bit too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have a talk about that.
You are
what?
The worst passenger in a car.
I'm the worst passenger in the car.
Yeah.
In a car. Why?
When I'm driving.
Why? Oh, right.
You make me quite nervous and I hit curbs and stuff, which
you
I don't.
You can't drive, what you're trying to
I
say.
No, I can. It's just when you get drive. In the car, you make me nervous.
This is bullshit.
And also, you are the shittest person for giving directions.
What do you mean on this?
Like, we're driving around, but I don't drive in Portsmouth usually, it's you.
Right.
And so I don't know where I'm going, and it all looks the same to me, Portsmouth. It's either you buy the sea or you buy your row of houses. And you just go, well, why don't you know where you're going? We're going here, you know where this is. You've been loads of times. Yes, in your car, and I'm probably asleep in the back of your car.
That's a fair point.
I just wanted to say you were shit.
Oh, okay. Is that the end of the story?
Well, no, it's just...
You can't drive. You don't look to the left of your car.
Yes, I do.
Well, you don't, because you went crunching over a curb.
You make me nervous.
You stall the car, and this is the best thing.
I did not stall the car once.
No, you do stall the car. You do stall the car, and you say... It's because... No, well, it's not...
My car doesn't like first gear. It doesn't like it.
Yeah, no, that is bullshit.
Because
right?
I can put you my say, foot on that pedal yep. exactly the same every day, and some days my car doesn't like it. It goes, nope, don't like it.
Right, okay. You better get that scene too then.
Well, I am doing, aren't I?
Yeah, well, you should get the scene too. But every time I'm in it... And you can't get away quick. You blame it on my weight in the car. You say it's because you're in it and the car is much heavier. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's true.
It's not true.
My car...
It's 12 stone heavier.
It's like this little sewing machine, isn't it? It's a proper little mum car.
Yeah.
You, for some reason, you don't want me to have a fast car.
No, that's not... Oh, hold on a minute. No, let's not go there.
Because you think I'm going
to... No, we just can't afford to get you a fast car. Do you want to buy a fast car?
Yeah.
Well, you buy a fast car then.
Bless her. She can't hardly get up hills sometimes.
Well, luckily you don't have to go up many hills.
But when I do, I go, oh, bless
Which
her.
Which hills
really
are you going up?
Just any
hills.
If I just happen to be somewhere where it's a bit hilly.
Okay. Do you remember that time we're in Ibiza and we went
No, that was a sewing machine.
We were in I don't know what it was, Fiat Panda
or something.
We were
trying to get to a really nice beach and we had to knock it off because we just couldn't.
We couldn't get up a hill.
Yeah.
Like we got halfway up the hill and then had to roll down the hill.
It would have been better on the back of a donkey.
And I wasn't fat then. So
yeah,
that was maybe it is the car. Maybe it is the car that's the problem and not me. Well, it's the driver. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah,
but you're really hard on me. You're like, why do you not know where you're going? I'm like, because I don't drive in Portsmouth. So I don't.
Yeah, but you've been there.
But I don't need to know.
A thousand times. We were going to Morrison's the other day.
And I swear I'd never, ever been in that way before.
What do you mean? That's the only way to go in.
It looked completely different.
They didn't magically make a new entrance
for
you.
Well, you didn't know where you were going. You took me around the back.
Well,
oh, fucking
not hell. For the first time.
Jesus Christ. I just want you to be more aware that when you're in the car with me and I'm driving,
right,
could you just keep your mouth shut? And also, could you not flinch? Because you flinch really dramatically.
Because I know what's coming. I know that.
But it doesn't happen.
If the curb was a fence, I was going head first into a fence.
Any of my friends, I never do it when they're in the car.
No.
That I have, honestly, my friends would all say I'm a really confident driver. It's when you get in the car with me and you start flinching and it puts me off and it makes me do stupid shit.
Right.
So just be aware that it's you.
Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Right. So we're as we say, what, 3 weeks into the school holidays? We're 3 weeks into the school holidays.
Literally. Like, we're not even halfway. Like, I think
do you know what's pissing me off?
What?
Speaking to friends who... So even somebody I spoke to yesterday said, well, I've got now 2 16-year-olds.
Oh, don't.
Right? So...
We never see them. Yeah, they're never here.
They're off.
Or they're in bed till 2 in the afternoon.
No, it's not even that. They're, you know, we don't have those responsibilities. They can take care of themselves. So we've got no excuse
now.
We're
going to Cape Verde. Yeah,
we've got no excuse to go on holiday. And I was like, oh.
My sister in Cape Verde right now.
We're never going to have that opportunity.
No.
He's going to be with us.
Ticking round the pool.
So we're 3 weeks in. What have we got planned for the other 3 weeks?
Not killing each other.
Because I don't know.
Cleaning the lazy spa out.
Oh, yeah.
It was disgusting.
We drained the lazy spa yesterday and it stunk.
It was like a Shrek's pond piss.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah.
And I can't remember our other one doing
that.
No,
it was all slimy. It went all over my feet and I had to wash my feet. So it was horrible.
I'm going to get bleached today. I'm going to do that.
Cool, excellent. What a fun time we're having. So while Tate ticks around us, we clean the lazy spa.
And my sister's in Cape Verde drinking cocktails and sitting on the beach.
For breakfast.
Ugh.
Because
she's got older boys now that don't need her. Oh, this is my outfit for the day. It's a little bralette and a little fucking... Look at me floating down to the beach.
We must not get jealous. We must not... We got all to live for. So you're cleaning out the lazy spa today.
Yeah.
What are we doing this weekend?
I've got a pile of ironing.
Tate's just brought the Google Maps across to me.
Oh, fuck. Where are we going now?
So this is the thing with Tate as well. He knows Google Maps like the back of his hand. And where he wants to go, he will find, then zoom right in. Now, 9 times out of 10, it is because of toilets.
Or fast food.
Yeah. So I was going to say the one part of the 10 is fast food. The 9 out of 10 is toilets. So... And it's terrible because, as we've explained before, probably on podcasts, it's nothing to do with going to toilet as much. It's to do with the hand dryers and which hand dryers they have and how loud they go. So he came over to me this morning and...
Where are we going?
Chatham fucking docks. Chatham docks?
No.
Chatham docks. And you're probably thinking, well, that's really helpful. You know, you have at least a child that tells you where they want to go. Yeah, but we do not want to go an hour to Chatham Docks to visit some toilets and a Taco Bell and then come home. We used to do, when I had free electric charging on my car, we used to go to Chatham Docks all the time, didn't we?
Just random toilets
all the time.
All the way around.
So yeah, so I think that, you know, once I've got a couple of things out of the way, that's where
we're
going.
Are you serious?
Today.
We are actually going to do that?
I don't know. if we want to make him happy.
Can we not tempt him with another closer toilet?
Like the one indoors? Yeah, exactly. Why don't we, I tell you what, why don't we go out and buy a hand dryer?
No, I will just stand in the toilet and go,
Yeah, he could literally pull my finger. Okay, well, listen, we'll do our best to try and get a podcast up on time next week. You never know, there might even be an extra one this week that comes out.
What on earth? We've got no life.
We've got no life and nothing to do. Don't worry. I'll
pull something out your arse.
Exactly. Don't worry. Have a brilliant week. We're not going to. We'll see you for episode 24 very soon. You ready, Saf? Are we ready to get on with the day?
Oh.